Didn't really surprise me. 21 past seven, those books are all gone. They went like wildfire. The phones just went crazy. They did that last time, Andrew, I think, when we gave away a copy of that book too. Just highlights for me, the book, by the way, is called Building Success, Why Property Investors Need a Building Inspection, and demystifies that whole building inspection process. Doesn't surprise me because it is such a difficult area, and your book, it's just such an easy read. You've got pro tips all the way through it. So, and I'm not surprised this is going back into a second print. So when the new one comes out, do you mind if we give away a couple more copies when it comes out?
That'd be fine, Kevin.
Mate, I want to talk about asbestos because it comes up all the time. Asbestos, of course, tell me the history to asbestos, why it is such a problem, and when was it used?
Yeah, so asbestos has been used extensively from around about, the 1900s, but more around the 1920 onwards. It was used extensively until the late 80s. So officially asbestos was not used in Australia after 1989.
89 it stopped.
Yeah, so anything 30 years and anything older than 30 years old, as a building you'd have to consider the risk of asbestos, and anything that may have even predated asbestos. Say if you're buying a turn of the century 1900 build house, you'd still have to get a check for asbestos because it could have been put in a renovation.
Because when we think of asbestos, we think of things like roofing and wall covering, but it was also used in lots of other products. Like we bought a house once that had tiles in the kitchen and in the bathroom, and they had asbestos all the way through them in the tiles.
Oh, yeah. It was used as fireproofing. It's on some apartment buildings. It's spray on the ceiling.
On the ceilings?
For acoustic and fire protection on the ceilings. It's in places like Canberra. It's well known they have roof insulation.
Mr. Fluffy was shocking. They're still suffering with that, I think. They had to demolish a whole lot of houses from memory.
Yes.
In Canberra.
Yeah, it cost the government a lot of money, and it's created a lot of concern for people with the health and safety risks of asbestos in a property.
It was almost an entire suburb in Canberra, I remember reading.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And in that case, they had to strip out all the ceiling and wall linings and vacuum it all out and wipe it all down, remove the dust, and then put the linings back in. But then sometimes they found there was, after they were renovating, they still found remnants. So, it's very difficult to get rid of once it's in a property in insulation form.
Are you still finding it in houses in Queensland?
Yeah, well, look, in Queensland, we're lucky. We don't have a lot of the blow-in type insulation, Kevin, but there is certainly...
What's blow-in? The
Mr. Fluffy style insulation, where it's in loose form.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, asbestos is dangerous when it can be breathed in. The asbestos fibre is shaped like a little hook, and if you breathe it in, it gets stuck in your lungs, and the hook catches it in there. You can't, and your body doesn't dissolve it, so it stays stuck in the lungs.
So that's how the cancer develops, is it?
Yeah. So the body, some people's body reacts. It develops like a pleura. So I won't give a big medical explanation. But basically, it gets trapped in the body, and the body rejects it. And often people then develop, mesothelioma, lung cancer, and other pretty horrible diseases. That the insidious part is that it takes 25 years as a general period of time from when you're exposed to when you actually develop the significant symptoms.
Yeah, because I remember Dad was a builder who's a teacher, but he was a qualified builder, and he used to use fibro all the time, loved the product, and it would have been full of asbestos, I would imagine, and he'd be drilling it and cutting it with a handsaw, and, Dad unfortunately did die of cancer. You wouldn't know whether it came from that or whether it... Because not everyone who has worked with it actually develops cancer, do they?
Yeah, so look, like smoking, there's always cases of people smoking well into their 80s, and it affects people differently.
Mm. So I guess the thing with asbestos, especially the walls, if you're going to be drilling into them, you've got to wet them first. Is that what you do to protect yourself?
I would advise for homeowners and people considering DIY to first have, if your house is more than 30 years old, you really should have an asbestos audit done. It's worth it. It's going to cost you at
least.
How do you get that? Just look in the just Google asbestos audit, asbestos removalists.
Do you do it? It's your building, your company.
Our company, we don't do the audits. No. We can arrange them for people. They generally cost around $500. They're not cheap, but you can also take a small sample of sheeting.
How would you do that safely?
What people do is they need to get a wet wipe that you'd use for a baby wipe. Mm. You put that onto the small corner, get a pair of pliers.
Break it off.
Break off a tiny piece. It only has to be very small. Yeah. Into the wet wipe, put it with the wet wipe into a Ziploc bag, double bag it, and you can send it off to a laboratories. There's laboratories all around Australia, and they will do a test of that sample for about $60, and you'll get the results back in 3 days, and it will tell you.
Okay, and if you want to know a little bit more about that, go to just give me your website, mate, so people can contact you.
So that's buildingpro.com.au.
Yeah, and if you want to know about Indox, it's indox.com.